You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have got Loop Group in the studio this morning. Dylan and Carl, kia ora, how are you guys?
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Welcome, welcome. So for people who aren't familiar with what Loop Group is, I like the bio that you guys have where you say, we rescue trash, we make it useful again, mainly bicycles. We believe in cooperation, democracy, circularity, sharing, openness, wisdom, justice, ecology, and mahi. That's a good wee bio, I reckon. So what do you do? What is Loop Group if people were trying to find you?
I guess the easiest way to describe it is like a community bike workshop.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it became all on its own. So we're open every Saturday and people can bring down their bikes to be repaired, or if they need a bike, we have heaps of bikes in various states of disrepair.
Mm-hmm.
And we would sell bikes as well just to make rent, fix them up ourselves, and yeah, just diverting the hundreds of trash bikes back into bikes again.
This is kind of a happy, sad thing that we've got you up here today, because you guys do a lot of amazing stuff for the community through this bike workshop, and it's such a great initiative, but it's sort of coming to an end soon. Why is that?
Well, unfortunately, the land that we've been on for 3 years, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the land got sold along with the house next door, and the new owner wants to turn it into a car park, so we're getting booted off the site very soon, actually.
This is a Joni Mitchell song in action here.
Yeah. I definitely sent that song to the Loop group chat.
Yeah. Oh, dear. But there's kind of a silver lining to this as well, because you guys are kind of going out with a bang. What are you going to be doing with all the bikes? Because you've got so much stuff there at the moment. What's happening with all of the gear that you've got, all the bikes that you've got?
I don't think we really know yet, actually. We're trying to find homes for everywhere, you know? Like, there's a few people that have kind of been like, oh, yeah, I'd like to get some things. We're just going to probably have a big clean out, and people can come and get a bike or rescue all the parts if they want. So that's kind of what we're thinking about.
So it's sort of a bit of a grab, or people can come in and get a free bike, basically, if that is that right, or some koha for that sort of thing too.
Yeah, I mean, some koha would go towards getting rid of all the trash.
Mm. Yeah.
we've always, because obviously you have to pay rent to occupy spaces in this society,
yes.
No matter what you're doing. Mm. And so we've always had this thing where we've had to sell bikes to keep mm-hmm. ourselves afloat. Which we're, you know, at varying degrees of success.
But now we
get to do what we've always wanted to do, which is everything
just
is free.
Just give them away. Yeah,
yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's always been the real awkward part of Loop Group, you know, is because, like, the way it's designed,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't really participate in commercialism, or it tries not to, because it sees commercialism as a problem because of the mass consumption, the mass waste society is generating.
Yep.
So in a resistance to that, it tries to create a closed economy, like a economic loop of bikes that get regenerated. But then the fact that we have to pay rent kind of offset that a little bit.
Yeah.
So then we had to end up selling, doing koha stuff, but that was always a slightly awkward thing I always felt.
Neither of us are very good salespeople. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'd be like, oh, this one's all right. It's pretty rusty. This part's a bit janky, but it goes.
People would always be like, oh, how much do you want for this bike? And it would be like, well, how much can you afford, or whatever, you know? Like, we ain't out here to make money.
Yeah. This is something that's kind of cool about what you guys do as well, is it's a lot about sort of transaction of, I guess, knowledge as well. So you're helping people learn how to fix up their bikes, or, you know, I guess put together bits and pieces as well, because you've got lots of, as you're saying, gear for, you know, parts to bikes, things like that. What are you going to do? Because that knowledge doesn't just disappear when your space goes. Do you guys think you'll try and sort of regenerate in a new kind of area? Are you going to be looking for somewhere else to sort of reinvent Loop Group, or are you going to sort of park it and go on to a new project?
I'm kind of open-minded about that myself. I mean, there are other similar projects around Auckland. You know, there's Tumeke Cycle Space, which I just found out is also in a bit of a pickle at their spot. There's, you know, the Mount Ruskell Bike Kitchen. There's the Eco Matters Bike Hub Spaces. There are a lot of similar kind of bike kitchens or community bike workshops around. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll probably be going and helping them a bit, or and giving them our parts, and, you know, yeah, making sure that my knowledge isn't lost.
Yeah, yeah. And Dylan, you're going overseas, aren't you? So
Yeah, I'm running away for a little bit. So this has come at spectacular timing because I have to pack up Loop Group and the rest of my life.
So, so if you want to help
it's
out.
It's quite fun. Yeah. No, you don't need to help me out. I'm fine doing that. Maybe just the Loop Group.
Some people have texted in saying it sucks that you guys are losing your space. It does suck hugely. Mm. Do you guys have any BMX or HMX bikes in your space at the moment?
There are a couple of BMXs.
There's been a couple of BMXs for ages.
Old-ass BMX.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about, actually. That's a real straight frame.
So
I don't even know what HMX means.
I don't know either, but hopefully, maybe they could pop along, I guess, on Saturday.
Well, this is the other thing I wanted to bring up as well, is because what is the definition of a bike? You know, we're like, we've got lots of bikes, and it's also comes into the other idea of like how we define Loop Group, is because I would often describe it as a trash yard where you can just rescue stuff and have a lot of fun. So, you know, it's like we've got heaps of bikes, but a lot of them probably need some care or some...
I'd say we've probably got like four or five bikes that are like instantly
ready to go.
Yeah, so some people might call those bikes and other people might call them trash, but that where you draw the line, that's entirely up to you.
Absolutely.
And so, they're all bikes to us, I think.
Exactly. They're all
bikes.
We
also have
in
a trailer.
Hearts.
If anyone wants a deregistered trailer frame with the wheels from a 1962 Zephyr on it.
That's pretty great, I have to say. Oh my god.
Oh, and a scooter, a deregistered motor scooter. We got it working one time. It's got a lot of grass growing on it.
Once.
Free scooter, man. Oh, good.
Free scooter, free trailer, free bikes.
There's actually so much stuff there.
So much stuff
that's not bikes.
Bathtub.
Well. Yeah.
That's handy. That is handy. Everyone's flat's always looking for a bathtub, I reckon. Tess is looking skeptical about that. I feel like if I've gone to a flat viewing and there's a bath there, I'm like, I'm sold. There's black mold on the ceiling, Rachel. I'm like, there's a bath. Yeah. So where can they find you for the sort of duration? You guys close on the 1st of July, is that when you're sort of out of your space?
Yeah.
So for the next couple of weeks, where can people come and find you?
So we're at 21 Mini Street. We'll be there this week, Friday, Saturday from 12 to 4. And then probably some more next week, at least Saturday next week, and probably Friday, 12 to 4.
So if people want to head along, get themselves some bits of bikes, fully constructed bikes, bikes in theoretical bikes, maybe. Conceptual bicycles, then that's the place to go. Oh, someone's texting Healing MX. That's what HMX stands for, Healing MX.
Oh.
There we go. I used to have an old Healing. It definitely bit the dust, but it was great. It had the heaviest frame ever as well.
We've got a lot of those too.
I love Healings.
Yeah. If you want a Healing that needs a lot of loving, we've got about four of those.
So thank you very much, Loop Group. Go and check them out at Mini Street while they're still there. Take some of the stuff off their hands. If you have a sort of like capacity to take on a lot of stuff as well, get in touch with them because they're looking for places to get rid of things, eh?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much. We're sorry to see Loop Group sort of ending in this chapter, but I'm sure we'll see you pop up again in another shape or form. And it's fantastic that you're giving these things away as well. It's a great thing to do for the community. So thanks for that, guys.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.